If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, go with me to Deuteronomy 33, Deuteronomy chapter 33. I want to share with you a promise that I claim every day of my life, and I hope that you'll claim it too. I think most of you know that my wife is one of those poor, unfortunate souls who suffers with migraine headaches. How many of you ever have migraine headaches? I've never had one, but they're absolutely terrible. When she has one of these headaches, the pressure in her head is intense. She has to go into a dark room. She has to lie very still. The slightest light, the slightest sound will cause her excruciating pain. I try to help her. It is hard for me to understand. I've never had a migraine headache. When I get a headache, I go to the medicine cabinet. I pull out 2 ibuprofen, and that seems to handle it. Well, she has a very special bottle of medicine in the cabinet, and on the front, it says extra strength. I've never tried one, but I think it's pretty strong stuff. I have ordinary headaches, so I take ordinary strength medicine. She has extraordinary headaches, so she needs extra strength medicine. I think we all understand that we are not living in ordinary days. These are extraordinary days. And over the past few years, we've had extra stress, extra pressure, extra fear, extra pain. The good news from God's word tonight is that there is a place to go to get extra strength. I want to give you a word of warning. If you want to stay stressed out, worried, discouraged, and miserable, don't claim the promise in Deuteronomy 33:25. But for everyone else, this promise is for you. Look at Deuteronomy 33. We'll take up our reading in verse 24. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The title of the message tonight is Extra Strength for Extraordinary Days. I want you to mark the promise found in Deuteronomy 33:25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now, before we get into the content of the promise, let's talk about the context of the promise because it's crucial. Deuteronomy 33 records the last words of Moses. In chapter 34, he'll go up to Mount Nebo, he will view the promised land, and he'll lay down to die. Before he dies, he has a blessing for all of the 12 tribes of Israel. Our promise tonight was made to the tribe of Asher. You say, I didn't even know there was a tribe of Asher. We usually miss that one in Sunday school growing up. Not a lot of information written about the tribe of Asher. Turn over to Genesis 30, if you will. Now, for those of you who are interested in this kind of thing, Asher was the 8th son of Jacob. He was the 2nd son of Zilpah, Leah's maid. We read about his birth in Genesis 30, verse 13. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed, and she called his name Asher. This little boy made Leah so happy that she named him Happy. The word Asher means blessed or happy. What a great name for a little boy. It was Asher's destiny to be happy and to make other people happy. Now I'll turn over to Genesis 49, if you will. Jacob, the patriarch, is now blessing his sons before he died. Look at what he says when he gets to Asher in Genesis 49 and verse 20. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. In other words, the tribe of Asher will eat and produce great, fat, delicious food, food that's fit for kings, and no wonder they were so happy. This was a tribe that was singularly blessed by God, and they would be a blessing to the entire nation. Now go back to our text in Deuteronomy 33. In verse 24, Moses promised that this tribe would be blessed with children and that they would be acceptable to his brothers. Seems like every family has some siblings who are difficult to get along with. I'm not going to tell you who mine is, okay? If you're wondering who it is in your family, again, it's probably you, okay? There's at least one sibling in every family that's really easy to get along with, and Asher was like that. He was like that aunt in your family that always shows up with banana pudding around Thanksgiving time and never stirs up any drama. Asher was a blessing to the whole nation. He says, let him dip his foot in oil. When Joshua divided the promised land years later, Asher was given a premier piece of real estate in the north of Israel. It bordered the Mediterranean Sea. It was especially famous for its olive orchards. So when he talks about dipping his feet in oil, he's not talking about Texas tea, okay? He's talking about olive oil. Olive oil would flow from the land of Asher so much so that people would dip their feet in it. It was a promise of overflowing prosperity. He said, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. You're going to dip your feet in oil, but your shoes will be iron and brass. Iron and brass were the strongest metals in that day. He said, although you will be prosperous and be blessed and your feet will be dipped in oil, there will come some times when the road will be rough and rocky. When you face adversity and challenge in your life, I will give you shoes of iron and brass to protect you. What a precious promise. And he says in verse 26, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. What does that mean, the God of Jeshurun? Jeshurun, if I could say it this way, was one of God's pet names for the children of Israel. You dating couples have pet names for each other, don't you? Honey pie and hot lips. And I grew up in West Texas, and no doubt, I'm not joking, there was a guy I knew who called his girlfriend my little supreme burrito. I don't know if you couples have pet names, but yes, they make everyone around you sick, okay? God's pet name for Israel was Jeshurun. It means straight, upright, honest. That's really remarkable. Because remember, Israel got its name from its patriarch, Jacob. And his first name meant trickster, deceiver, supplanter. He was crooked. And if you'll remember, one night he wrestled with God and God gave him a new name, Israel, prince with God. And now God says his people are upright, straight, and honest. Aren't you glad this evening we serve a God who knows how to turn Jacob's into Jeshurun? And isn't this all of our stories? We were crooked and deceived by sin, and through the blood of Christ, he has made us princes and princesses with God, and he is making us into honest and upright people. And if he can do that, what can he not do? He's the God of Jeshurun. He says, the God of Jeshurun rides upon the heaven in thy help, and his excellency is in the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. That's where we get that beautiful hymn, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. The promise is that wherever you look, above you, around you, beneath you, behind you, your God is there. It's wonderful, isn't it? Look at the last recorded words of Moses in verse 29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be round about, and thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Now remember, Moses is about to die. But as he goes out, he's happy. Because if you're part of the people of God, you are part of a happy tribe. You have been saved by the Lord. He is the shield of your help. Moses could go out rejoicing because even though he was dying, God was not. He would leave his people, but God would not leave them. And I could just remind you that no matter what's happened in your life over the last few days or the last few years, your God has not died. He is your shield and your salvation. And if you can't rejoice in anything else tonight, you can rejoice in him. I don't know what the source of your trouble is tonight. We all have it, don't we? But whatever the source of your trouble, never forget the source of your strength. So that's the context of the promise. Think about the great God who gave it. Then we get into the content of the promise. Verse 25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now what does that mean, really? Well, it means at least two things. First of all, God's strength is delivered daily. God's strength is delivered daily. Now notice he does not say, as thy years, so shall thy strength be. As thy months, so shall thy strength be. Not even as thy weeks, so shall thy strength be. He said, as thy days. We often measure our lives in terms of decades and years, but God always measures them in days. Did you know that? Lamentations 3 says that God's mercies are new when? Every morning. In the 90th Psalm, Moses prayed, Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Paul wrote that the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. Jesus said we're to deny ourselves and take up our crosses daily and follow him. God intends for you and I to live the Christian life one day at a time. And with each day comes a special delivery of his strength to do everything that he intends for us to do on that day. The promise is that today's strength will be sufficient for today's trouble. That's comforting, isn't it? So, don't bring yesterday's trouble into today. We're good at that. If I did what I was supposed to do with yesterday's sins, if I confessed them and forsaked them, I am assured that God has forgiven me of all of those sins and he's cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103 says that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah 38 says he has cast our sins behind his back. Isaiah 44 says he has blotted out our transgressions as a thick cloud. We've had some thick clouds, haven't we? And we can't see on the other side of them. God has put a thick cloud between us and our sins so that he can't see them any longer. Colossians says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Yeah. Hebrews says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. Over and over again, God says, if you have confessed your sin and it has been placed under the blood of Jesus, it is gone. So Christians, stop dredging up yesterday's trouble. Stop carrying around those heavy bags of guilt. God has not just forgiven your sin, he's forgotten your sin. He's cast it behind his back, so why do you keep chasing it down? He's forgotten it. Why do you keep reminding him and everybody else about it? See, today is going to have some trouble of its own. And the promise isn't that today's strength will be sufficient for yesterday and today's troubles, but that as thy day is, so shall thy strength be. So stop bringing yesterday's trouble into today. And if you did, confess it, forsake it, get it right with God, put down those bags and walk in freedom. Amen? So don't bring yesterday's trouble into today. But notice this, don't bring tomorrow's trouble into today. Let's be honest, this is what saps us of most of our strength. Have you figured out that most of our problems come from worrying about things that haven't happened yet? 99% of the things you're worrying about today won't even happen. The other 1% is only troubling because God has not given you the grace to handle it yet because it has not happened yet. Jesus gave us good advice in Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now I'm going to confess, I haven't always found that promise comforting. Because Jesus was promising that we will have trouble tomorrow. Someone has said that being an adult is just saying, if I can make it through this week, I'll be okay. And doing that over and over and over again until you die. We all think that maybe tomorrow will be a little bit better. The sun will come up, as the song says. But I can tell you tomorrow, no matter how much we idealize it, tomorrow is going to have some trouble too. But if you'll combine what Jesus said in Matthew 6 with what our text says in Deuteronomy 33, tomorrow's trouble will be met by tomorrow's strength. Yes, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, but as thy day, so shall thy strength be. You don't get Monday strength on Sunday, do you? You get Sunday strength on Sunday. You take care of Sunday and live in the strength that God has given you, and he'll take care of Monday. He'll make sure you have all the strength you need. Now, it wouldn't be a Tyler Gillett sermon without a Charles Spurgeon quote, so here we go. The same God who guides the stars in their courses, who directs the earth in its orbit, who feeds the burning furnace of the sun and keeps the stars perpetually burning with their fires, that same God has promised to supply your strength. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Think about that. He has incredible power, doesn't he? Say, I don't know if I can stay married to him one more day. I don't know if I can deal with this physical problem for one more day. I don't know if I can deal with these people for one more day. I don't know if I can fight this temptation for one more day. Now, hold on a second. You're telling me that God can keep the sun shining, the earth spinning, the grass growing, the flowers blooming, the birds singing? He can sustain billions of planets and trillions of stars, but he can't give little old you and me the strength we need to go on for another day? Deuteronomy 33 means that God has made my strength his daily obligation. Can I remind you tonight there's no power shortage in heaven? Not even any rolling blackouts. They have a better grid than we have in Texas. God has been taking care of his people 365 days a year for thousands and thousands of years. And if he were to fail you or come up empty in your life, you would be the first. God has promised that with every day will come the strength you need to live for him on that day. So I don't know what you're going through today, and I don't know what you'll face tomorrow, but as your day, so shall your strength be. God's strength is delivered daily. I notice this. God's strength is delivered appropriately. It's not just strength every day, but it's strength that is equal or as to your days. How many of you understand tonight that not all days are created equally? And some days are a lot more difficult than other days. Most days are just kind of average. You get up and you go to work and you come home and you kind of rinse and repeat, right? And on those days, God will give you average strength. But some days are extra. On those extra days, God will give you extra strength. How many of you have heard the expression, I had more month than money? Boy, you ever been there before? Well, in this economy, a lot of us are there. There will never be a time when you have more day than strength, no matter how difficult your day may be. No matter how difficult, the strength is going to be there. When I thought about difficult days, the first person that came to my mind, of course, was Job. He had about the worst day anybody could ever have, didn't he? He lost all of his sheep and all of his oxen and all of his donkeys and all of his camels, and all of that happened real quick. We've been in here a lot longer tonight than it took for Job to find out he was absolutely broke. He went from the country club to the ghetto in about 15 minutes. Then, of course, the worst news of all came along. His 10 children were having a feast in the oldest boy's house, and a tornado came right through and knocked the house down, and all 10 of them were dead. Now, that's a tough day. I've had some hard days in my life. You've probably had harder days. None of us have ever had a day like Job, I don't think. Remember what Job did? He ripped his clothes and he fell down to the ground, of course, signs of great grief. But then he said, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." You see what happened? As the day was growing harder, Job was growing stronger. As news was being delivered of big trouble, God was delivering to Job an even bigger grace. As his day, so was his strength. And on the most difficult day of your life, you will get the most strength you ever received, because God has promised that you'll never have more day than strength. Isn't that good? It'll be there on difficult days. No, God gives strength for different days. When I thought about that, I thought, of course, about Moses. Someone has said that Moses' life can be split up into three 40-year segments. First 40 years of his life, he was a prince in Egypt. Second 40 years of his life, he was watching his father's sheep on the backside of the desert. Third 40 years of his life, he was leading God's people through the wilderness. For the first 40 years, Moses learned how to be a somebody. For the second 40 years, Moses learned he was a nobody. For the third 40 years, he learns that God could take a nobody and make him a somebody. When the day demanded Moses to stand in front of Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go," God gave strength for that. When the day demanded him to be quiet and watch a bunch of sheep on the backside of the desert, God gave strength for that. When the day demanded him to deal with the complaints and murmurings of a million people in the wilderness, God gave strength for that too. Look at Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. Look at Moses' testimony. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. I like this. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And I just wrote down in the margin of my Bible, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. In the human economy, we live by the law of supply and demand. But in God's economy, we live by the law of demand and supply. Whatever the day demands, God will give the supply. Can I challenge you, instead of worrying about the demand, learn to rest in the supply. Christian, let me ask you, are you bringing yesterday's troubles into today? Is there some sin or hurt in your past that you haven't given to the Lord? The Bible says if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I came today to tell you on the authority of God's word, you don't have to carry those bags anymore. And you don't have to leave here with them tonight. You can get right with God. Did you come here tonight worried, stressed out, discouraged, depressed? Listen, we've all been there. Listen to the words of Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I told you at the beginning of the sermon, that there is a place to go for extra strength. That place is the feet of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the source of our strength. And the closer we get to Christ, the more strength we have. If we're without strength, if we are burdened tonight, overly so, if we are stressed out and discouraged and depressed, if we're without strength, I can promise you it is not because of a deficiency in our source. It may be, this is one of many reasons, but it may be because of our distance from the source. Where can you get the strength you need to make it? Anywhere you can find Jesus. That's where your strength is. Or you can find Jesus in the Bible. This is one of the great sources of strength we have, isn't it? More than your body needs bread, your soul needs this book. And when you read it, God will strengthen you. You can find Jesus on your knees in prayer. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. You know, you can find Jesus in the gatherings of your church. You ever walked into church stressed out and burdened and defeated? Spent a little time fellowshipping and singing and hearing from God's word and you left with strength? That's what church ought to do for us. You know, you can find Jesus tonight at an altar of prayer as you cast all your cares upon him, knowing he cares for you. The Bible, prayer, worship, these are the ways that God puts his strength into your life. Let me say it this way. It's like heaven's Amazon Prime. Some of you ladies are experts on Amazon Prime. I know at least one of you is. These are the ways that God gets what he has that you need into your life. If you leave that brown box on the porch unopened and God's delivery of daily strength expires, the problem wasn't a deficiency in your source. It was your distance from the source. And God gave it to you. You were just unwilling to accept that. Now, when I think about strength, I can't help but think about what Paul wrote in Romans 5. He said, for when we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. Let me just tell you tonight, according to the Bible, none of us are strong enough to get to heaven on our own. I like what that old gospel song said. When I could not go to where he was, he came to me. I could not work my way to God, but God worked his way to me. And on the cross, Jesus took all our weakness, didn't he? All our sin, our separation from God, so that he could give us his strength. When we were without strength, Christ died for us. Let me ask you tonight, do you believe that God has the strength you need to face what you're facing today? Do you believe that? Do you believe that strength is available to you? I hope that you do. Then do you believe that it's up to you to access that strength? And that's the key. He has it. He wants to give it to you. You have to access it. And if you will, you can claim the promise. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Let's pray together. Father, I'm thankful for this promise from your word. It has helped me and encouraged me on difficult days. Lord, it's helped me today. I don't know what everybody's facing tonight. I know some people are facing some incredibly difficult times. We feel so weak and so helpless, and we lack so many answers. how we need the strength that only you can give. And we believe tonight that you have a good and kind heart, that you're ready to give it, that you always keep your promises to us. Help us to claim it and to receive it and to access it. If there is someone here who did not know that they couldn't be saved on their own strength, rather through the strength of Jesus, I pray tonight they'll come to him. And I pray for all of your burdened, weary people that they will get from you the strength they need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.